Okay, we're on Samach Aleph.
I believe.
We're dealing with a sort of sensitive subject, yeah? This balance between the kesher with Hashem, with mitzvah, what's more important, doing the mitzvahs, having the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, mitzvahs, at the end of the day, you need everything. We have to do mitzvahs. That's the, our job is not to not do mitzvahs and transcend. That's the sugya of Yeshivas Shem Va'eber, the last sugya shalana. But at the end of the day, we're talking about the specific needs of this generation, facing the challenges of this generation. The Chochem Akiris Mekoyman. One of the milers of a Chochem is he recognizes the unique situation that he's in and how to adapt to that. And the adaptation that's required for us today is to not one or the other, but to focus on the lack of the one. And to build that and machazak that and mazen that with the other one. Baruch Hashem, today the kiyum mitzvahs is mayudik. Mayudik. We have a dargah and a quality of kiyum mitzvahs that I don't know any other generation had before. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's kiddishka. You listening? The chazanish wouldn't have used because it never enough. It wasn't enough wine. The poverty was so extreme. The Chofetz Chaim's tefillin. You know what the Chofetz Chaim would do to have your tefillin? The lulavim, the matzahs, the everything, the kiyumitzahs, Baruch Hashem, aval margishim, we feel chasei mashu. Chasei mashu. There's missing something. The connection, the understanding of who we are, the mission, the reality, the relationship. Chasei tzatzah, that's why we're focusing on that and trying to develop and build that. But it's not one or the other. We told meet him at the end of the day of Avraham Avinu. And we have to keep the mitzvahs and build a relationship with Hashem. We both and Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. Me base me Joshua shall grow. The beautiful goddess, the Sabbat, the Bayatuna. Fantastic, fantastic piece of work there. It's accessible today for those that are interested in a book called The Juggler and the King of Aaron Feldman. Translated this, the Sefer that the Goyen wrote, the Bi'urov La Goddess, the Sabbath of Beatuna, famous Gemara is then Baba Basra. Very esoteric, very cryptic, very non-understandable Gemaras. Crazy stuff. And the Goyen, in a 20-page pamphlet, he explained he's a goddess. Rav Aaron Feldman spent 20 years unraveling that Goyen. Even after you've learned the juggling the king in English from Rav Aaron Feldman, you go back to the Goyen, it's not so posh. Lots of posh. In juggling the king, it's printed at the back, the shtickle Goyen. It's a little pashut. And Ayin Sham, it's good that anybody who hasn't learned that safe, it's in Hebrew as well. If you want to do it in Hebrew, it's been translated, is a masterpiece. One of the classics of Klal Yisrael, and without it, you're missing a major chunk of understanding of Jewish Hashkofa and practical how to deal with your Yetzirah. It's a map of the Yetzirah. It's a CAT scan of the Yetzirah. That's what that book is. Mamash, mamash, amazing. Amazing, amazing. And you see how every word in the Gemara is medactic and what it means. And it's not just kvetching, it's everything with proofs, with mayadik. Mamash, limud, otsum. Sorry, this is not the. This is he's going on the Sabbath of Atum. Sorry, excuse me, I made a bit of a mistake. That mukbang's got two parts to it. The first one of the Rabbi Baba Chana stories, that's in Baba Basra. Then there's the debates that took place between Shua and the Chachme Yovan, which I think is in Bechairis. I think it's in Bechairis. Chisus, Bechairis. That's where that's so he's reading there that I got us the Sabbath of Atuna. It's the same pamphlet, the same 20 pages. Deals with the Rabbi Baba Chana, which is the Gemara's there in Baba Basra. And then the Sabbath of Atuna, it's Chelek Beis. Sorry, it's the same thing, whatever I said about it. That's the debate between Yeshua and the Rishua and the Chachmei Yovan, which is the debate between Yaakov and Esau. It's an ongoing debate between us and Rav. The Vandu ki az nachat hapnimiyas he kritik betoitzoise arus oson. There we see that ignoring or not emphasizing the pnimiyas is critical, and the result of that is a disaster. Hagoyim v'vashe beis rishon hayeklaliso kshurim v'oedim es hashemis brachmod. We mentioned this yesterday based on this goy. Beis rishon, klaliso were very, very dovuk with avos Hashem. Ad shem tolach shov ki ein ze meshane im hayim mekayimim es mitzvoyso v'oedim mole u'mehudo olo. They tended as a result of that not to do the mitzvahs b'duk the way they were supposed to, because mama shane, we're one with Hashem, there's so much love, you know, love is blind. You love someone so much, so you overlook certain infractions. The important thing is I love Hashem. It was an inner pnim, it was real. The mistake they made, whatever on their level, whatever that means, is they thought that the sins they were doing would be there's so much love here that you love someone else beside you don't have to pay. His daughter doing the chatoim kashim shall give a virus. This person knows when you start doing a little infection here, and you think Hashem will be moichel you, yeah. Where does it land up eventually? Gilu rasa v'orizor v'shlichus. That's what the Yetzer Hara does. Yetzer Hara never came to anybody and said, go be even a v'orizor. It's never, ever happened. He says to you, yes, he won't say l'chadudi this week. What's the big deal with l'chadudi? Huh? Where does that land up? Somebody's giving up smoking, Le Marshall. Yeah? Did the Yetzer ever come to with a packet of cigarettes and say, start smoking again? Never. Never, ever. One puff. Did you carry on? Not smoking. What does the Yetzer Hara want when he asks you to have one puff? He wants the box. He wants you to stop smoking again. What does the Chochem see? He doesn't see the one puff. He sees the box. His Yoreh D'Soiv Daifer. His Reyeh Sanoilo. I believe that's pshat. It's not a subject. If you want to switch off your Zoom, you can for 3 minutes and come back. Because it's really not a subject, but it's important to sort you out. Chazal tell us that Le'osid Lova, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take up the Yetzer Hara. And he's going to show it to the tzaddikim, and he's going to show it to the Rishayim. To the tzaddikim, it's going to look like a big mountain. And the Rishayim is going to look like a little hair. Hein boichin v'hein boichin. They cry. How did we do that? How did we not do it? What's the mountain and what's... Why did the tzaddikim see the Yetzer Hara as a big mountain? And the Rishayim see the Yetzer Hara as a little piece of hair. Lama. I think Ulai, I haven't checked this with anybody, you know, they're talking about Ulai, Shana Gif, Shomushon Doni's Ulai Korub Lazir. Maybe that's what the idea is. About the truth is like this: when the Yetzer Hara comes to a tzaddik, he doesn't see have one path. He doesn't see the hair, he sees the mountain, he sees not the Yetzer Hara anymore. That's why he doesn't give in to it. The Rosha, when the Yetzer Hara comes to him and says, What's the problem if you miss one? 75 minutes late for davening. You'll catch up. You said to me, "Well, it's just fine. Bye bye." What does the Rosh see? He sees a hair. I'm saying you're out. One puff's nothing. Then one puff. Nishke fella. What can one puff? One puff never killed anybody. No one ever died from one puff. I think that's the shot.
Why did they cry?
Because they realized they made a mistake. They had what to cry about. One of the tzaddikim cried, "Nice, good. That's not my subject. Then I'll leave you. Got to leave over." Something for other people to interpret. I don't want to answer the question. I'm just saying that the danger, the problem is when the Yetzer Hara comes to them, that's what happened to them in there. They were so in love with Hashem that the minor infraction didn't bother them. Where does that land up? Gimel Chamuras. Because the Yetzer Hara is not interested in the little things. He's interested in the big ones. But he can't come to you and say, look, I want you to be over the Avodah Zarah. Mamma mia, what's not going to send you the Brooklyn Bridge. You're not stupid. So what does he do? A virus. Start with something small and then snowballs. Butterflies. Okay. So that's the that's Bais Rishon. Ach, Lumazois. That's Bais Rishon, yeah. Ava also, and a few minor infractions that landed up big ones. Continues the Vilna Goy. Ach, Lumazois, by Shani, Lachish, Kalusha, Levino has told somebody Shaina, Kalusha, learned the lesson. So by Shani, and Tikno is Dalkom, by Yumamidim, is the Vrem al Dim Taira. By Shani, people were very, very medactic in Aloch. They learned, you know. There's no room for even mine infraction. We know where that lands up. And dik to became a mitzvah, and I'm sure it's a terrible, but kola dik dukim vayiduri. They were very frum. They kept all the mitzvahs and all the idurim, all the dik dukim, and all the whatever. Achlumazois, aplimis, aysa chosorolehem. As we mentioned before, these two tasks that Klal Yisrael have, the kim and the chitzoy, always, if not handled correctly, will conflict one with the other. An emphasis on the one weakens the other. You get involved in this one's going to get neglected. It's a very difficult thing to balance, and that's what happened here. That's what happened here.
It's the problem of Ishmael and Esav. Ishmael is too much chesed. It's finished by Hiruyah Ayot, and by Cheney, it's Esav. It's Gurai. It's very tough.
You know what, Avram Avinu had to go to Mitzrayim? Why did everyone have to go to Mitzrayim? No, I just want to give you something. You said something one nice. I want to give you a present. Why did Avraham Avinu have to go to Mitzrayim? With the ganze story with Sarah and of course, what did he need in Mitzrayim? Avraham Avinu was Amud, huh? Chesed. What's the flip side of Chesed? Chazal tell us, arise. No, not the opposite. What's the Yetzahara of Chesed? What's the Tzadatuma of Chesed? Arias. He's a good thinker. If he's a good thinker, be careful. Because the flip side of Chesed is Arias. He's giving, he's open. So handled incorrectly, that twists into Arias. That's exactly what you said. That's Yishma. Yeah, that's the Gilui Arayos of Ishma. Okay, fine, but that's not a subject now. No. But it, no, what happened in Bais Sheni? We met the Yavonim. And what happened to Klal Yisrael? They met the Asven. They became like Yavonim. Ha'iz Yavnus. Kohanim Shai Meshat Hashem Bebeis Hamikdash Yotzu Ach Avoyde Levati Atiot Tot Vain Stadium Shakoma Yavonim. After they avoided the Beis Hamikdash, where did the Kohanim go? To the Beis Midrash to learn? No. They went to the theaters and the stadiums. They went to watch the athletics. And all that went with the Yavonadika approach to life. They weren't getting enough pleasure from Hashem's avoiders, therefore you have to play baseball. Avoid a nasty bechitzoinis v'lo b'pnimis v'naira yamukushu d'dvorim achayim. The heart, the center feature of what their lives were was Yavon. They were caught up in all the Yavonadika things, because they didn't have the inner tainuk from the relationship they had with Hashem. As those are the two, that's the x-ray of the two tekufas, by Srishon and by Sheik. Okay? That's Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah or Mitzvahs. Al Pizeh Mavaira Gro, the Gro explains. There's just the Vilna Goyim, so you don't have to take it if you don't want to. It's only the Vilna Goyim. If you want to argue, you can. He's an Achrein and I'm an Achrein. No, that's what people think. Chas v'chalim. The Ukumavua b'midrash Rabba. The four Goliyos parallel the four behemoths Tameyos brought down in Parsha Shmini. They're famous, we all know that this is called the Dani Molina, I think, the world. The Baruch is a Gomel, Zuba called Zu Kimaila Gori. There's a Shafan, Zima Dai, Zima. Sorry. What's the Dalad Alif there? Dalad. Yeah, I'll let you know. I need 1 second. It's a Gomel Zubobel. The Gomel, the camel.
Yeah, Dover Camel. It's in the middle of
It's in the middle of the price. Dover Acher, another way of understanding. Oh, very good. Okay. Not Dover Acher.
Yeah.
Dover Acher, no, because we're going to call by his name. We're going to call him a Chazir. That's what's going to be seen soon. So it's referring to Dover Acher. Okay. The Gomel is Bobble. Kimai Legori. Because he chose the card, but he doesn't have the correct tooth. With the Shafan, she's a Madai. The Shafan is Madai. With a Novet, they never say Yovel. With a Chazer, they Edom. Vulgore, lo Yodor. She'enu Mekaleses, la Kodesh Baruch Hu. Velodain, she'enu Mekaleses, ele Mecharefes, umedagefes, v'oimres, ki lo v'shamayim. Ki emi, emi lo v'shamayim. He doesn't not that he just doesn't even chew the cud, but he even puts forth his foot to show, look, I'm kosher. Whereas then externally, but internally, he's completely treif. Okay, so what does all this mean? Chazal arichu b'bir inyan zeh, v'gam sham b'midrash nidrosho advarim b'kam aponim. Chazal themselves expand this, and even there in the midrash, there's a lot of different ways of looking at this. Ach hanakuda hanogat l'inyaneinu. Mavera Gro, what the Gro extracts from this for our purposes, Yesh Hevdel Mahusi Ben Gibel Achais Harishoynes, there's a major difference, fundamental difference between the three animals mentioned first, which are the Goliath Shabbat, the Kufas, Bais Rishot, Leben Agolis Haravis. The first three Goliaths, then if you ever noticed this, all had something to do with Bais Rishot. Bobel, Poros, Badai, Ve'yovod were all by its Rishon. The Golas Revi, Golas Edom, which was represented by the Chazir, is by its Shein. Interesting observation. It's by its Rishon. The Chashmonim came and rebuilt and rededicated, it was by its Rishon. Then the Romans came off the Yovod, destroyed the Bais, and it says it's been built. Yovod?
I think everybody else is by Shane except for Baba.
No, for his mother is by Srisha. That's what he said, but it's not correct because.
Yes, I thought at the same time.
Yavan was by Shein.
Category
in the category, yeah, but it's got to fit. the motion is to fit the Nimshon. Did you see the Loshen? Yeah, he's correct in that the fourth Golas only happened after the Chuban by Shein. Aval, where's Yavan in this? Just 1 second. If you'll find it there, I don't want to know it. The means doesn't justify, the end doesn't justify the means. We We're going to think and we're going to learn it in Torah.
I've had a person ask questions. How many go to Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah, good result. Find yourself another place. Find yourself another place if he tells you to go look at Rabbi Goldberg. Not anymore. Well, you didn't understand what it was saying. Chas v'chalilah. We're going to learn Torah there now. If it's not 100% right, it's shekel. What are you talking nonsense? If it's 100%, if it's 99% right, it's shekel.
We just learned somebody, it's not all the way.
In Torah, the truth is truth. If it's 99% shekel, if it's 99% truth, the 1% shekel, it's shekel. If you're running away from a lion that's chasing you, you jump over a river, it's 10 feet wide and you only go 9 feet. You didn't nearly get to the other side. You just didn't get to the other side.
As long as Rav Shir doesn't feel strong with that.
Actually, don't feel strong with that. It's your laugh. Burn if you want. Just 1 second. By Golas Yavin, we had Navim, no. There was no Navim in Golas. It was Navim. It was from the Tanoi. It was the beginning of the song. I'm saying there was no Navua. So that's what I'm saying. So it must be by Hashem. No, it must be by Hashem. Because there was no Navua. There was Navua at the end of by Shaili, though. 1 second. There must have been Navua. When was the Angel Knesset HaGadoyla? Angel Knesset HaGadoyla was just before the Chorban by Shaili. And there were Naveen there. Ezra was there, Mordechai was there.
No, that was in between.
That's what I'm saying.
Ezra
both by Shaili. He was there on the Angel Knesset HaGadoyla. He sat on the Angel Knesset HaGadoyla. The Angel Knesset HaGadoyla was before Chorban by Shaili. Correct? Mordechai was there, Ezra was there, Nehemiah was there.
What if I came back?
Mordechai was on the ancient test of the dirty, set on the ancient test of the dirty. Ancient test of the dirty was set in Eretz Israel. No, no, he was on Zoom. It was the last history class.
Second.
It's not a history class. It's not a history class. Zoom's not giving me information. It's a modality of transmitting information. Google is giving you the information.
The virtual background is real?
I don't have a virtual background. You real? Okay, we have to check that. 1 second. No, I'm interested in what the Gro is saying here. They're going saying something here, but I'm not even in. Mavaya Gro, yes, help them who see Ben Gimel Achais HaRishonis, Shema Golis Yuba Tekuf was by Zrishon. The Ben Golis HaRaviz, The Kali starts from the Churban Bais Shein. In other words, the first two goluses were where we had the Bais Hamikdash. And Bais Revi starts after we don't have the Bais Hamikdash. That is not exactly the correct one. Okay, sorry, I have to flag that for further attention. Okay. Agolis Rashainis, I'm a Chiris Asher Sachayas Asher Simen Atar Shlem Hu Simen Pnimi. This is what we need to take out. The three animals that represent the first three goddesses, they have one Simen Tara and one Simen Tamay. Their Simen Tara is Pnim, Minor Gaira, that's inside. Velu Simen Tumah Shlem Hu Simen Chitzoini. The tumor is exposed. And I'm a fierce in person. We are Golas Aravish and Shelis the Chazir, Shamhu Lehefer. The last Golas, which is the symbol of the Chazir, is the opposite. Simanatar Shel Chazir Hu Chitzoni. Outside, he looks very frum. That's Christianity. Outside, he's very frum. Esav, also, Esav looked very frum on the outside. Bilam also looked very frum on the outside. Mafris Balsa, a Hasimana Primishelo Tame, who Enumalagay, but his Tame, his Tuma was hidden, was Pnim. Enumalagara. Hilux Zema Samuel is a similar Galut to Kishan is Baile Ilbo by Sushon, Hatrain Shalam Israel, Hayubiz Nichosom, Esachele Hachitsoini Shalavoid Sashem. The Hitsoini kind of the Avoid Sashem was what was lacking in Baile Sushon, like the three goluses. Belimon Prima Emma, you shurim a chorus bohu. A going by some of Ash, Simon Malagay, Remare al Histakus, Bemute. What's Malagara? What does it tell us? What's the big mile that the guy regurgitates into his food and regurgitates into his food? What is it? The Goyen says it's a simon of being the stuck with the mute. It's a man for help. He doesn't need more and more and more because what he has is enough. That's the simon of Malagaira. It's Isa Mazen, Shabbai Machla, Uchazer is Shuva Makeles, Isa Bifia. What he ate, he eats again, must speak clean. Simon Amoyle stuck with the mood, Haromezes, I'll be talking by Munabashem. What is being stuck with the mood in Samach, the Chilkoi? What I have is enough. That's a similar betochen in Imun and Hashem. Why are you happy with what you've got? Because for Hashem, and if I want, Hashem wants to be more, give me more. The Lord said, if you're there, Mashi Eshli, Zema speakly. The basis of that is Imun and betochen. Al Hashanenut, the Smichut Das al Hashem. Complete, Ani Samach al Hashem, whatever gives me is enough. That's what Malagair is. Lumazois, Babai Shenu, Amidu Divray Maladin, Vahayu Medaktaki Bibitsas Haitiv, Ahmashia Benayim, the Sinus Chinam, Amochicha, Chise Munuva Koshbohu. Where does Sinus Chinam start? The Koshbohu leaves. Kozman, there's Abbas Hashem, they can't be Sinus Chinam. Impossible. Can't happen. The Sinus Chinam Zotomeret, I come before Hashem. Chose Munuva Koshbohu, Sinus Chinam Novat, where does sinus chinam start? Is that I recognize that what you're doing is that's Hashem. What you have comes from me. If you have something, I can't have it. If you've been nasty to me, so that's you that's nasty. He doesn't recognize your commission. I know what you're doing. If your neighbor has a new car and you don't, it's because Hashem doesn't want you to have a new car. He wants you to have a new car. You're happy because you've got a new car and you're happy for yourself that you don't. Because if you needed one, you would have one. Sinus Chinam starts with a chesaron of imunah. Chesaron bolet b'imunah shakolish bochu oisav yaseh lekol amasim. You're missing the first of the ikrei imunah. B'kol sham esgal gal elam hu miyad Hashem. Shemekayim es kuzu imunah ein mokim lemeriva kina sinu v'tachrut. If a person has imunah Hashem, shani mamim b'imunah shleima. So where's the room for jealousy, kina, part, argument, for competition? That lack of primius with all the dikduk halachas led to sinus chinam. On that happy note, stop for a while.